George Allen Kelly, charged with second-degree murder in the January 2023 shooting. The Dow ahead 195 points, the Nasdaq losing 315. This is SRN News.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Do you want to party? Yeah. Do you want to dance? Your moment has arrived. It's time to shed the normal day-to-day version of yourself and let your most fabulous self loose. Make your way to Wind Creek Atmore, because whatever your idea of fabulous is, this is where you'll find it. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some weekend weather changes to deal with, and soon this warm air will be exiting. Tonight will be very mild. Can't rule out a shower. Overnight low temperature in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, high temperature around 84 with widely scattered spotty storms here and there, especially by afternoon. Then much cooler Sunday with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs only in the 60s. Mostly sunny weather returns on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Putin's kleptocracy. Yeah. It was in February, January. after we'd elected. So late in early February. He said, it's not, we need not just, well, I won't go into it.
Here's what drives the driver in the states that are affected. Here's what you can do, the drivers. For two reasons. One, it's an impact. An impact that decades are making because inaction, there was inaction with the Department of, from Charlotte, another line going from in Florida down to Tampa.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to. Anyway, the idea that and Joan Shingang, Shanga. But there's, you know, there to be, you know, beginning this effort, and I want you to know that I want to thank you as well for. But the nature, not. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was a foot him. A solid meeting with the Los Angeles and what am I doing here? From the and also increase corporate. Make a very good point. Here's the deal. 159 billion dollars left. My plan is to make concrete. I know President leading tech companies like Anthropic. Mispronounce. I'm not going to try. Beer brewed here, it is used to make the brew beer. It is defined. Oh, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes. By the end of a governing crisis, it's time to end it. These constant. Anyway, it'll be good. Because that's why we cannot let this election be won where the same man who was president 4 years ago. Anyway, I just think that Florida Small Business Winner Award winner, Business Week winner.
Oh my God!
I mean, as a Yavala institution. Take baths of the anyway.
We'll overrule that to reinstate the
32nd freestanding have free 30 free. I'm just following my orders here.
Tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And welcome to Happy Hour, Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV. I may not be playing with a full deck, but I got a full house. See what I did there?
I like that.
The boyishly cute Eddie Vedder. Young Joey. Those are broadcasters. Truly, Greg Boudel.
And here they are.
With Jim on standby, as always, to make us all feel welcome and appreciated.
Please clap.
I want to replace that. I've been doing that for way too long. I don't like things to get stale, but I can't think of anything that's better than Jeb going, he's glad.
Right. That's pretty good.
Yeah. So let's do, boys.
You could, like, find Trump going, I'm the genie.
That's pretty, or you
I'm giving
just,
wishes,
you
Greg be down.
You know, this is why I've been asking management to take him off the air and put him back as my producer, because we would have brilliant ideas like that on my show.
I have said many a time to Eddie, you can attest to this, that, and this is how much radio's changed, and I get the realities, yeah, it's not necessarily complaining, but correct me if I'm wrong, Greg, if for us to have a really kick-butt radio show,
yes,
wouldn't it take essentially the entire team we have across our 12 hours? Like, you have a true news desk, you have a true, like, producer that's, you know, like, you have all these different positions, and the businesses just change, but yeah. I wish we could all work together on one product.
That would be cool.
Be a heck of a show.
We might even be bringing back that old lady that used to work here, you know.
I heard she was on the other day.
She was.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And everybody loved hearing her voice again.
Yeah.
Which is kind of
everyone. Everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone.
That was a great show. When I tuned in and I heard, I went, ooh, I think I know this. And then I heard a little back and forth. I said, ooh, I do know this.
Well, fortunately, she seems to have overcome her mental health issues.
She has changed. But she still has a sense of humor.
Yes.
Leopards never change their spots, and neither do cougars. Do cougars have spots, by the way?
I've checked, no.
Oh, okay. No, we are going to have her on the morning show one day next week. Lord permitting.
She doesn't do politics.
Well, neither do I. So, but I understand that our BM, our beloved mayor, is doing a press conference today.
Yeah, 3:30 apparently.
How do we find this on YouTube?
I'm looking at the Montgomery page. Is there a Montgomery City page?
Yeah.
Or you might want to just go to SFA or AKA.
That's probably going to.
They might have it
easier
too.
To cover it there.
All right, I think we can do that. That, you know, Biden's running a spot, by the way, that with a young African-American male who is saying, that man's sharp as a tack.
I heard that one today.
Please.
But now, Joey and I heard another spot that he's doing. I don't think he intended to, but it was about him driving through a city and seeing a young boy giving him the middle finger.
Biden?
Yes.
Yeah. He's like
There's a smart young kid.
There are all these signs that they say F Biden.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding, folks. Not a joke. And this young boy, 7'8", giving me the middle finger.
Middle finger.
And the whole crowd's like, oh, that's so terrible.
Yeah,
and, yeah sure. It's terrible.
Right.
Let's talk to Sparky while we're getting geared up for this great press conference that's going to make everybody feel better.
Well, I hope so. Good afternoon,
Sparky.
Anyway. Hey, how you guys doing?
All right.
Good.
That montage, I mean, that's just a sample of how stupid this guy is. And it's no wonder the United States is a laughing stock of the world to have that moron running our country.
Yeah, it sure is.
You mean to tell me half the people that vote would vote for that jerk?
That's what we're supposed to believe. That's what we're told. Well, there's two things that are liberal. There's two mental illnesses in play. One is liberalism in general, because it is a mental illness. Nobody could possibly, in a sane state of mind, buy into what they're selling. And two is Trump derangement syndrome. They hate him. Most of them couldn't even tell you why.
Yep,
you're exactly right. You know, because he shoots his mouth off every now and then.
It's a social thing. I really believe that some people sign up on the hate side because that's the image they want to convey to others, because they don't want to discuss it.
You know? Yeah.
And nobody's going to challenge them, you know, because they have that big D protector.
No, they won't challenge them. But they'll challenge Trump for having a girlfriend or two on the side, and Joe Biden showering with his daughter.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, they never bring that up.
No, they don't.
That's the most.
And they're not going. They're not going to bring up any of that stuff.
No.
This man is, you know, for those who have to, thank you for the call, Sparky.
Thanks, Sparky.
For those who have to follow an elephant around with a broom and a in a dustpan.
Big dustpan.
That's what the media is to Joe Biden, because he's the elephant crapping everywhere that they constantly have to. What do you say today? How do we, you know, spin this, blah, blah, blah. And it just goes into.
Is Uncle eaten by cannibals? I mean, come on.
David Blackman gave us the story, you know, the true story yesterday. Why would he even, you know, if you've ever had the sad opportunity to sit with a dementia patient, and I've had on two occasions the chance to do that, they can be perfectly lucid 1 minute, making all the sense in the world. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was having a, wow, he's really having a good day. And then he started talking about jumping out of a plane with no parachute over the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh.
As if it had actually happened, mm-hmm. but that's what his brain was telling him. So those kinds of stories that Biden is, I mean, they're all fake, they're all bullcrap, but are they lies? Was somebody with early onset dementia, it may be their reality. Where does it come from? You got me. I have no idea. It's just pretty pathetic. So we had lots of angst this week.
Yeah.
Have they caught anybody on the Atlanta Highway shooting?
Not that I know of. They had another shooting the next day, or I think it was Monday or Tuesday on Virginia Loop Road.
Yesterday, I understand.
It's just, I don't see it getting any better.
If you know anybody that works at Baptist South, you'll find out there are many more that just never make the news.
Yep.
God forbid you have a heart attack when it's beef time among the little punks and thugs locally. 317, let's talk about Jack Ingram. Select used cars. Big selection with factory protection. Yeah, I'll tell you, they've got... They've always had a great reputation. I've got 8 transactions with them. First of all, I like to mention that from time to time because I would never tell you to go to a place and buy a car or a service or anything unless I'm using them myself. And I have had 8 transactions with them and 8 vehicles over the wonderful years I've had the privilege of speaking on their behalf. And I make payments, by the way. Nobody's giving me anything free. I make payments. I got good deals on the cars I've had. And I've never had a single issue with one that ended up being an unexpected major expense. And they all had miles on them when I bought them. And my Rogue performs like a champ. It's just a great car. It gets great gas mileage. Just the right car for me. Although I am being led into temptation over there. I look and I'll bet it's still there. The 99 Vet with over 64,000 miles on it. Come on. Come to Papa. Yeah. Let's see if it's there. It's red with a tan and tan.
Yeah, look at that.
By the way, that Cascadia Premium, that convertible there at the top, you'd never know that was a Buick.
No, I love it doesn't the lines look like a Buick car. At all.
And that's under 20. That's at 18,467. Again, with low mileage. And all these cars have one thing in common. There's the Corvette, 19,893 to drive
with
America's
favorite
sports car. With
only 60-something thousand miles on it?
That's about 2,500 a year.
Drove to church on the weekends, baby. That's
Yeah. And so many other options in sedans and SUVs, under 20, more under 20 than anybody else. But 84 points under every engine are checked to make sure they meet factory specifications. Each car comes with a Nissan certified warranty, and that covers all vehicles, domestic and imports. They offer roadside assistance through the length of the warranty period and rental car reimbursement through the length of the warranty period. So really, you don't have to stand there, gee, I wonder if this is going to deliver. Because they're backing up that product with real guarantees at Jack Ingram Select. And that's the idea. Great selection with factory protection. On the Boulevard, don't forget Jack Ingram is also your home for brand new Nissans, Volkswagen, Volvos, Audis, Mercedes-Benz, and Porsches. All of those available for online viewing at jackingram.com. 320.
Do you or a loved one have leg pain? Are your legs feeling tired? Do you have heavy skin discoloration? Do you have leg wounds or varicose veins? Are your legs swelling or do they have spider veins? If you're experiencing any vein issues, contact the professional caring staff at Ivy Creek Vein Clinic. They can help. Call 334-514-3851. Ivy Creek Vein Clinic, located at 525 Hospital Drive, Suite B in Wetumpka.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details, or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
First, there was eHarmony, then Date.com, then OurTime.com for people over 50. Now, for people who have one foot in the grave, there's OutOfTime.com. It's never been easier to find true love, and there's no contracts to sign. Just use our handy app. Checking out in a week? Swipe left. Only have 3 days? Swipe right. It's as easy as one, two...
That announcer's dead. I'll take it from here. Oh, false alarm.
With OutOfTime.com, there are no expensive nights out. Just pull a chair up to the bed and hold your date's hand. When you have a week to live, you might as well go out with a bang. Oh, wait, no, that's Tinder. OutOfTime.com. And coming soon, alreadyintheground.com for zero commitment.
It's 823. That was kind of macabre. Did I hear what I thought I just heard? I
think so.
Okay, I see why that happened. That clip that I played to open the show, 5 minutes of Joe muttering incoherently, and I was going to follow that up because we're tightening up this first half hour so we can hear what the mayor has to say at his press conference.
WSFA is probably going to be. That's just go to their front page. Yeah.
Okay. And then I had something else queued up here that I wanted to play as well. Where the hell did that go?
Land of a hundred tales.
Okay. Yeah, this, I want to hear the whole cannibal story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Back in when D-Day occurred, and on Sunday, the next day, my mother's four brothers all went down to the recruiting station and joined the military.
On D-Day?
Every one of them volunteered.
Day after.
And my uncle, they called him Ambrose Brosey, they called him Bosey. My uncle Bosey was a hell of an athlete, they tell me, when he was a kid. And he became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along. He flew those single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. He got shot down in New Guinea. And they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea. Back at when D-Day occurred, and on Sunday, the next day, my mother's four brothers all went down to the recruiting station and joined the military. Every one of them volunteered. And my uncle, they called him Ambrose Brosey, they called him Bosey. My uncle Bosey.
He's repeating this. What the hell?
Yeah, man. Wow.
Yeah, if he was a true Democrat, he would have accepted his uncle didn't have a nutrition label on his side, so they know which parts have the highest calorie content and most fat. And somebody I forget where the source was, but said if you are forced into cannibalism, start with the ass.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would think so.
Highest source of protein. Pain.
Yeah.
Oh, like the glutes.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, since you did yoga, I'm not trying to be old Joey here, but...
Yeah, sure.
I've been doing...
I need to get back into it.
Glute crunches.
Yeah, oh, sure, man. They work.
Feet on the bed, up, elevated,
yeah.
Back on the floor.
Like bridging up.
Raise everything up and...
Yeah. And it's not just the glutes. It's just great for that
whole core.
Posterior chain, yeah. As they call it.
I'm wearing a shirt today that my daughter picked out for me, I think, about 13, 14 years ago.
It's like a dad shirt.
I like it.
I like that.
A dad shirt?
Yeah.
Just like a dad shirt.
I'm taking it off.
Hold on now.
Please don't. We already had somebody else.
Right.
We had this conversation earlier.
What happened?
People talking about taking their shirt off. Well, Craig Monger, who was in here... The guy is like bodybuilder level, yeah, in terms of his body fat and like how big he is.
Uh-huh.
So, and then Eddie and I look like Sasquatch if we take our shirts off.
So he threatened to take his shirt off, and we kind of told him not to.
Yeah, please don't.
You know, you're kind of going to make us really look bad.
You're right.
The only way I can have abs like his if I have a Sharpie and I draw him in. Mm-hmm. He's got the real deal. Yeah. But you know what? I can have a burger, but he can't. He's starving right now.
That's the thing. Yeah. Now, I have... I'm not doing any militant diets or anything like that. I pretty much and very easily cut carbs out. And I eat a lot of spinach. And, you know, you steam it in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
A little salt. It's great. You know, you let that fill you up. Then you can have a little of this and a little of that. Maybe something, a little sauce on it. I really have come to love Japanese barbecue sauce.
Yeah, man.
Really?
I like the Asian
it is.
Stuff.
Yeah, it is really good.
Kind of a sweet taste to it?
Has sugar in it. Mm-hmm. I know that. Mm-hmm. It's habit forming.
See.
Said at least. Knows what else is in there. We're going to take our break early here so we can come out and catch the mayor's press conference. We go into this with one of the great businesses here in the River Region with over half a century's worth of service here. It started back in 1969, the year the earth stood still. Think of all the great things that happened. The Jets won the Super Bowl. Shocking. We landed on the moon, and we did land on the moon. Landed on the moon. We had Woodstock. Chappaquiddick, another incredible event that we were talking about just yesterday. And then the Mets win the World Series in the fall. It was just a year of improbable things. And some said, Mr. McAdam, it's improbable that putting a warehouse next to the bypass, where there's just a farmhouse and a couple of cows, is a good move for a flooring business. But he was a visionary, and he knew that the city was growing east. And now it's in the middle of everything, just like he believed it would be. And there with 300,000 square feet of flooring choices that beats anybody else, so large that they do business not only within the entire state of Alabama, but seven other surrounding states have done business with Georgia Floors Direct because Jeff Mallinson buys container loads of flooring to expand the choices in all types and styles and price ranges for customers. Their customer service is second to none because Jeff is the human template for customer service. Then he finds guys like Dustin and Jonathan and Q who know how to do it, who know how to make people comfortable, find the flooring dream, and make it come true in the price range they want. You do 12 months good as cash for qualified customers. They're on the boulevard across from Lowe's, the flooring destination, again, since the year the earth stood still. Traffic next at 3:29.
Got an all clear around the area. Traffic building just a little bit, but overall light to moderate. Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka a little bit busy on I-65 and 85 in the boulevards. Buckle up, drive carefully. No major problems as of right now. Want to sell your car? McKenna Toyota needs used vehicles and will make you an offer on the spot. It's worth the drive. McKenna Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all.
Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-306-8158 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-306-8158. That's 800-306-8158. What do you have to lose? Call 800-306-8158. Again, 800-306-8158.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Daryl Albert resigned from his position as chief of the Montgomery Police Department on Thursday. The resignation comes after Albert was placed on administrative leave for reasons that the city didn't disclose. Albert has yet to issue a statement about his administrative leave or subsequent decision to resign. Montgomery police have opened a death investigation after a body was found Thursday morning. Police responded to the 3400 block of Lower Wetumpka Road just before 6:30 a.m. on reports that a man was unresponsive. The unidentified man was pronounced dead, though the cause of death was not clear. Workers at the Mercedes-Benz plant near Tuscaloosa will vote next month on joining the United Auto Workers Union. The vote will be the second in the union's drive to organize over 150,000 workers at non-union auto manufacturing plants in the South. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Been injured in a car wreck and no fault of your own? Who are you going to call? Call me, Johnny Adams.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some weekend weather changes to deal with, and soon this warm air will be exiting. Tonight will be very mild. Can't rule out a shower. Overnight low temperature in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, high temperature around 84 with widely scattered spotty storms here and there, especially by afternoon. Then much cooler Sunday with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs only in the 60s. Mostly sunny weather returns on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Make this spring your most productive yet with our package deal on Kubota. L2501 DT tractor with front loader, 5-foot cutter and box blade, and 20-foot trailer at special spring savings. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Come on in to Red Lobster for our all-new, all-you-can-eat shrimp for just $10.
Hey, you only gave me one shrimp.
That's because that's all you can eat for just $10.
Don't I get cocktail sauce?
You think cocktail sauce grows on trees? We got a business to run here, pal. So suck down your one shrimp and get the hell out.
What? This is a ripoff.
Now you know how we feel. Oh, we tried to be nice during our last all-you-can-eat special, but no! Tubalards like you came in here and devoured 400 shrimp. 400!
I want my money back.
Yeah, so do we. And that's why Red Lobster's changing the rules of all-you-can-eat.
I'm calling my lawyer.
You ought to call your doctor and ask about Ozempic. Now hit the bricks, blubber butt.
Some issues facing some of the popular fast food joints. Red Lobster really has been pushed to the brink of bankruptcy by the all-you-can-eat shrimp thing.
Just surprising to me, but yeah. I mean, if he, it was that bad, cut the special off in the middle.
But yeah.
Did you not know? Did the people in accounting not get up with the folks in marketing? I mean, what's...
Oh, they saw a 4% increase, right, of people coming in to eat.
Yeah.
And then they realized, yeah, 4% increase. So they're like, okay, let's make this an everyday. It was just a monthly promotion.
Yeah.
So they made it an everyday thing, and then they realized, oh, we're losing a lot of money. People eat a lot of shrimp.
Yeah.
So they
yeah.
tried to up it from $20, all you can eat, to $25. And I think they should have just downsized to the cheddar biscuits and, like, upgrade their chowder or their, like, bisque or something. And
those biscuits, the best thing they got going.
Like, you don't need all the other stuff at all.
Now, they're not known nationwide here, but I know them from South Florida because of all the Canucks that come yeah. down, the snowbirds with their Cubasa license plates and Jamie Souviens, and who drive with bags over their heads. The worst. We used to do a feature called the Canadian Driver of the Day.
Really?
Yeah.
It could not be that hard to find one down there.
I mean, seeing people backing up on the shoulder of an interstate because...
Seen that.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very common sight. And people would call up with their stories. It was, and we never had a shortage of Canadian driver stories.
I bet.
And we used the theme from the 360 Theater at Disney in... The Canadian Pavilion, because it was just magnificent. You know, it was just such incredible music.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I had it in the system here. I'm pretty sure I did it one time, but it's probably been... Well, I went on my Disney boycott anyway and stopped. Let me see if it's here. Because really, we're trying to find, by the way, the mayor's press conference. And so far...
It hasn't started yet. I'm monitoring over here.
Oh, okay. He's supposed to address the issue of the week here. It's really an issue every day, even before this tragedy with the woman on Atlanta Highway.
Yes.
With, I mean, how many calls do we get? You know, people that live in nice neighborhoods hearing guns going off at night and all of that. And I am certain that the reason this continues is because, I mean, let's put it this way. When you were a... rascally little kid,
mm-hmm.
and you were doing something wrong, you really only did it if you thought you were going to get away with it and right. not get caught.
Right.
And that's the mentality in this town. Well, what are they going to do?
Unfortunately, I kept doing it until I got caught. And, you know, I mean, that's just, that's what stopped me, was, oh, that's behavior that's not allowed, and no one had told me that.
Right. But our police department motto is now there's nothing we can do.
Yeah.
And we're sick of hearing it.
Yeah.
And I've heard... reports at various levels of numbers about how understaffed. We didn't defund our police department. We just stopped hiring.
We stopped hiring. That's exactly right.
And thanks to the great leadership of this most recent chief, who lasted a whole 12 years, came to town with baggage, and was known to have had some issues in the area of sexual harassment. They make him the leader of the department. You had that incredible interview with the victim who told her story on your show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, nothing happened right away.
Right, of course.
There was no consequence. Then we get this story that he has been put on administrative leave.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question I have for both of you is, when this incident took place and it became the focal point of that rage meeting, the city council meeting on Tuesday, do you think that might have accelerated the chief's head rolling down the... Atlanta Highway?
It's possible.
That he may have had to be sacrificed.
That's what I'm thinking.
Look what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're getting rid of the man who's the mayor's wife's cousin.
Right.
Who was hired under dubious circumstances to be the chief. I've heard some good things about the guy that's in that job now.
Mm-hmm.
But who's going to be the permanent replacement?
Right.
It's a good question.
And when are we going to... As a people...
Are we going to hire outside again? The last...
This is my never understood. Chicago, 7 million people,
mm-hmm.
thousands of cops, many who have worked there for years, decades, who know where everything is, where the bad guys are. When they hire a police chief, they go out of town. Why would you do that? It's a complicated city to learn. If you move there, it's easy, though, if you've grown up in it and you can accumulate all that information. And the culture there is different than everything else, so I've never understood that policy.
Neither have I, because, at least if you've got somebody that's been there, like you said, they know where the crime areas are. They know the general lay of the land. When you bring in somebody else, granted, a lot of people say, oh, we want that outside opinion. How has it worked out?
Not well.
Thank you.
Not well. And I love the fact that Chicago's already trying to recall that jack-off that they put into the mayor's office last year.
What about the, I don't know the town that mayor's in, but they hired Lori Lightfoot to do the investigative work to see...
Baltimore, I think that was.
You're kidding me!
Again, and we're going to have a summit. Not just a conversation, we're having a summit
right.
with Selma, another city that ranks high in crime and murder. So, yeah, let's have the blind lead the blind around. That, you know, as Billy Preston said, in fact, I roll called the other day and dedicated to this insanity. Nothing from nothing or nothing. Here's Barbara.
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Babs.
Hey.
That is exactly my point. Why do we continuously have to hire somebody from another state to do these jobs? The superintendent of education, the police, whatever in Montgomery. Do we not have competent people in Alabama?
You would think not.
Of course we do, but that's not what they want. And I, this probably sounds very racist, but I cannot believe we have a gentleman by the name of Shamari, or Shamar, whatever it is, who sounds like a Muslim, representing Alabama in the United States Congress. What is wrong with people in this state?
He hasn't been elected yet, Barbara.
No.
Well, you know he's going to be roasted.
By the way, I made a prediction in that primary that Dick Brubaker would not win.
No.
And for one reason. There was just too much stuff on the record of things he said about Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, okay.
That's not going to win you anything these days.
Not right now.
I figured Caroline would win because...
Well, it's just rare that somebody wins by... You know, a rather substantial number of votes. Not enough to avoid a runoff, but carries the primary and then loses in the runoff. That doesn't happen too often.
Right.
I know. It's just everything is crazy. I was watching about the man in New York that set himself on fire. And and it's like the country that I have known all of my life has gone stark raving berserk. I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do drugs, I don't do pot, but I'm fixing to take up one of them. I can't handle it anymore.
Don't
Me and the
it,
Lord
Barbara.
Are having a few discussions, I can tell you that.
Wait a minute, let's help. What would you recommend for somebody who's ready to take up something? Would you recommend,
What would you recommend?
Mushrooms.
Somebody else told me that the other day.
Yeah, actually a lot of research is coming out.
You go to the health food store and get that?
No, unfortunately not
these mushrooms, no.
Okay, somebody's got to send me some information then. Hey, guys, I appreciate you letting me have my word, and as usual, I love all you guys, and I love the shows. I listen all day long, so thank you. Have a blessed weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you, Barb.
Vanessa.
Hey, you told me to call back after I watched the movie, Midway. And I'm calling you back and saying that it was really quite a fabulous movie. And I went back and I read the after-action reports from 1945 from the flight that my dad would take. And I've got from February 15th, 1945 to May, I think, 20th of 1945. And in there is the write-up on the sinking of the Amato. Because my dad was part of that crew.
Yeah.
But anyways, it was a good movie. And reading and rereading those reports and the article my dad wrote in Golds of Wings, The Battle of Cure, it just put it all together, man. And we will never have that caliber of man anymore. My dad was awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross and the Air Medal and stars in lieu of 2, 3, and 4, the Bronze Star and the Asiatic Pacific flight fight over there. And it's just these guys. He was 22, man. And it's what they did on the Army, Navy, Air Force, all of them, man. Just it was.
Yeah, but you know, in World War II, and this is not, I'm not disagreeing with, I think your points are valid. In World War II, our country was attacked. So the people that enlisted who loved America were ready to die for it.
Yeah.
Right now, and there's two points I want to make. So one, if you're in the military now with this leadership, your commander-in-chief is a doddering old fart who doesn't even know what day of the week it is. Are you going to be eager to jump into some stupid situation he's going to throw you into and put you in harm's way or leave you abandoned in another country where they're not even go back and get you? And the second thing is, because these are all phony wars, they have nothing to do with our personal safety. Our lives are not at risk. And we shouldn't be sending our people into these areas. Maybe we have allies we can help, just like we did before we actually entered World War II. So there is that. And the other thing I wanted to mention is I was at the air show at Maxwell, and I met hundreds of people that work on base. It was very faith-restoring.
Good.
These are
good,
smart, very disciplined young people, and I think that they would serve us well if they were called to duty. But you can't, I don't know what you can expect when all the wars were, we had no wars.
Right.
Yeah.
We got them now. And for what? We can't even defend our freaking allies, like Israel. We because the radical Democratic Party won't let that happen. They're out there, it's crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. But there's this one little part, if you don't mind, that I would want to read out of this article my dad wrote. It's kind of a funny part. It's just part. It's part of it. During the debriefing by the squadron combat information officer, one of the replacement pilots, Ensign Jack Cohen, on his first combat mission remarked, "Boy, wasn't that some rain cloud over the target? It was turbulent too, wasn't it?" We all looked at each other, and in amazement, we broke out in hysterical laughter as we realized he thought that the AAA was a meteorological condition.
So the guy
was, the flak was so bad, he just thought it was a cloud, and I guess it's not.
That's pretty heavy flak,
yeah. And my dad, at the end of the article, wrote, "Now, as an octogenarian, I realize more than ever, you must be young to undergo such experience, to remain sane, and to be able to laugh about it while suiting up for the next mission." It was just, that movie brought all these articles that after action reports to mind, and I reread them, and it was like, and some of these guys, some of these missions, they did 3 and 4 flights a day, bombing raids a day. So, I mean, just that era, I mean, going through the Depression, going through World War II, I mean, it just built character, I guess. I don't know. I'm glad I was raised by them.
They were the greatest generation, and they earned that nickname.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And as I mentioned before, my son's the commanding officer of the Gravely out there in the Middle East doing the thing for Israel. So, and my brother was a medevac pilot in the first Desert Storm and in Panama when they were taking down Noriega. And he just retired about 8 years ago as a colonel. So there's a lot of family military, and I have some other military people in our family, too, my nephew and some others. So,
Vanessa, I'm glad you took your assignment seriously and called in to share it.
Yeah, it was a great film. I loved it. I loved it. It was great.
Yeah,
it was like I said, it brought back the war stories my dad read, told us, and what I read again, so it's pretty cool.
Well, thank you for calling, and stay in touch with us, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, that was one of the unexpected benefits of being at the air show, was the caliber of people that were. Now, it was a tough day for them because I think they had about twice as many people as they initially expected.
It looked like it was packed out.
Oh, it was.
I mean, in both days, we had planned on doing some real estate this Sunday, and I had clients calling me left and right and go, "Well, we're going to go to the air show today." I said, "I think it was yesterday." "No, it's today, too." So, lots of people.
We played it smart. I told Rich, I said, we can watch the Angels while we're walking to the car. The lot that was adjacent to the field, and we were first we didn't realize we were able to park there. We didn't. We parked further away.
Yeah.
But it turned out to be a blessing because it took people an hour and a half.
Holy cow, to get off the base.
Yeah.
Man.
What have we found, Joey?
I think it started.
Ooh, a meteor captured in Arizona.
That was
started.
Come on.
See, if Joey is struggling to find this thing live, then it. Because if I couldn't find it, people would say, well, you know what? You're getting too old for the job.
It makes you feel better, right? When someone younger has the struggle that I know I would have as
yeah,
well,
exactly,
it does make
right.
me feel better.
So this is the mayor's briefing.
Up, yeah.
The circle spinning around just...
There we go.
We were on the right track and doing some of the things that would make this community safe, not just here in the city of Montgomery, but what we're seeing in the region and throughout the state as well. And we found that to be very, very productive, getting a lot of ideas, a lot of initiatives that we believe will be helpful to the city moving forward.
Yeah.
And we look forward to presenting those ideas to our city council as well as to the public to make sure that this city remains safe, that this city certainly is a healthy city, and this city remains prosperous in each and every way, regardless of zip code. So that is always at the top of our mind here at City Hall and with this administration. Certainly, in the last couple of days, it came to my attention that the police chief, Darrell Albert, would resign. He formalized that in a letter, which I accepted. And we thank Chief Albert and his family for their service to Montgomery. We thank him for his leadership over the last couple of years and the positive things that he did within the administration. We certainly appreciate those things that he did in community outreach and creating federal partnerships and initiatives and strengthening some of our law enforcement areas, which we had maybe fallen a little bit behind on. That said, we do know that there were issues retaining officers. Those issues are not just a local issue. Those issues are also statewide. That presents a problem for any leader who is trying to have the best organization they can. Recruitment and retention of our police officers have to be at the very top of our list, and they certainly are. But also culture is a part of that. Making sure that we have a positive culture within our organizations across this administration is something that is so desperately needed because that impacts our productivity. It impacts results. It impacts morale. All of those things are very important. And when you consider the stress that our police officers are under each and every day, it's important that we have a positive culture and one of support.
And that starts with knowing the mayor's got my back when I'm doing my job.
They can be successful so that they can be safe and return home to their families each and every day. Finally, we want to make sure that we have a trust with our community. We want to make sure the community can trust our police department and can trust everyone that works there from top to bottom, whether they're...
They need to trust that if they commit a crime, they're going to try and catch them and they're going to pay a price. That's all you need to worry about, sir. I knew this was a mistake.
I was wondering how long you were going to be able to handle it.
If your Richter scale is starting to bump up a little bit, that's just me getting ready to erupt. Don't worry, it's coming. 3:53, we'll go back to this press conference.
You made it longer than I thought you would.
It sounds more like a lecture right now.
That and it's you, not me.
Yeah, right.
Whole lot of y'all, I'm doing all I'm supposed to do.
3:54, when life hits you with a family crisis, could be a divorce. Sometimes a couple knows it's coming. I've known people that have had to go through that. And the smart play is to work it out with the best attorney you can find to make sure that you don't have to go through or at least limit the emotional angst in the situation. But sometimes you need a warrior and a worrier. I think you get both with Dana Duck and Jacqueline Tomlinson because they are warriors. Their legal expertise is beyond repute. They have the experience you need. And the whole idea of hiring people who are specializing in family law is to give them your situation so they can take care of business on your behalf and you can focus on you moving forward. Give it to them and do what's suggested. Follow the plan, and you'll come out fine on the other side. That's the whole idea. Delkin Tomlinson have a website called thealabamafamilylawyers.com, and there you'll see the entire list of services they offer. They can help with adoptions. They are experienced and qualified mediators. And you, as a client, need to know one thing. They've got your back. They've got your back, whether it's in a court of law, a judge's chambers, at a mediation table, wherever it might be. They are your advocate. Let them do their job, and you benefit from the passion of their advocacy. 819-4810 is their number. 819-4810 for a consultation, or visit the website, thealabamafamilylawyers.com, for Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, 355.
Accident a few minutes ago, South Court at East South Boulevard. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. They're saying that's a minor accident. Everywhere else, we got that Friday busy going on. A lot of cars on the boulevard, I-65 and 85 through downtown. And we're hearing Prattville-Millbrook with Trumka about the same busy, but all clear this afternoon so far. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Your ticket to success is Trenum State. Whether you're pursuing higher education or career advancement, Trenum State has what you need. Enroll at trenumstate.edu. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
If what you like is getting the highest payouts, getting the most free play, and finding more of your favorite games all on a spacious upscale gaming floor, then Wind Creek Atmore is your kind of fabulous. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-36. 6-8, equal housing lender.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number RU177074, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PA02014, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
Outdoor maintenance is hard work. When you look out the window on a hot day and you see the grass saying, mow me, do you really want to do that? It's not good for your health. It's hard work, so why not turn that hard work over to a team that is ready to work hard? And that's the team at Turf Stalkers. Brian McMahon and his group, Turf Stalkers, by the way, named for the Night Stalker, a jet that he was part of a team on during his service in the Air Force. So if you want that military dedication and attention to detail and a great result at a fair price, call 558-1611. That's 558-1611 for Turf Stalkers. They do a great job.
Today is April 19th, National Hanging Out Day. Its purpose is to demonstrate the money and energy saving potential of drying your laundry on a clothesline.